tonight. Our reading will begin in verse number 1 of Psalm 145. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Look your neighbor square in the eye. And say to your neighbor, neighbor, the beginning determines the end. Neighbor, the beginning determines the end. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message for this 11 a.m. service, The Beginning Determines the End. Now, I know we're trying to figure out how in the world did you get this from what you just read. I don't know. It ain't nobody but God. And as we look at this scripture, I want you to know that this particular psalm was written by David. And the interesting thing about the last six psalms here that we see in the book of Psalms, 145 to 150, these are all psalms associated with praise. And prior to this, the group of psalms that you read are affiliated with prayer. So it's rather interesting that we're reading from here, because after you pray, the next thing you ought to do is praise. Because you done prayed for God to step in, and after you done prayed for God to step in, you're going to praise God for what he is about to do. You see, so as the people of God, I want us to understand that ain't nothing wrong with you praising God after you done prayed. You might not see the answer yet, but in order for you to know it's coming, and you already know it's coming, you can go on and just start praising his name. But let me take you to where we are and what is going on and what we need to understand. You see, the one thing that David is bringing home, that he reiterates in verses 1 and 2, and I just got to read it one more time. He says in verse 1, I will extol you. And the word extol means praise you highly. I will praise you. Who is he going to praise? My God and what? My King. Right? And he says, and bless your name when? Forever and ever. Verse 2, every day I will bless you and praise your name when? Now, why is he going to do all this praising and blessing forever? He gives us the answer in verse number 3. He says in verse number 3, great is. Oh, do y'all see that? He says, I'm telling you why I'm doing it, because great is the Lord. And since the Lord is great, he is greatly to be what? But we got to understand, how does that tie in to the beginning determine the end? I'm glad you asked. When I look at this, I told y'all this was written by David, right? David was reflecting over his own life. Because we know that David was this one who watched over his father's sheep. But I believe that somewhere in his life, even before then, somebody was sharing the word of God with him. Since the feast, somebody was letting him know how great our God is. You see, folk can tell us how great God is. We can believe that God is great. But you got to live it to really understand what it means to say, great is the Lord. And after David being taught all that, while he was a teenager, his father put him out there and said, boy, you better watch them sheep. And you better protect them sheep, because there are predators that will come and attempt to devour the sheep. And if one is missing, I'm going to be on you like white on rice. So David had the responsibility. And I can just see him on his first watch of his sheep, of his father's sheep. And as he's watching his father's sheep, I can see that first predator coming out from behind those bushes. David sees them. And when David sees the predator, he could probably think that I am incapable of doing what my father has called me to do. But something takes over. Because he reflects back on how somebody told him, Brother Mo, that the Lord is great. And if I'm one of the Lord's children, then the greatness that the Father has, our Heavenly Father has, he's going to watch over me. So I can see him attacking the predator that's trying to get his daddy's sheep. And he blocks the predator, keeps his daddy's sheep safe. And from then on, as he watched his father's sheep, he realized that the Lord is great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And after watching his father's sheep and doing that, he was even watching the sheep one time, Reverend Rose, when all his brothers were invited to a banquet.
All right.
And they left him out in the field because they think there was no way he was going to be the one who was going to be anointed and appointed. But don't you know that I don't care what kind of plan man has, God's plan supersedes man's plan. So, because after Samuel saw all his sons, he said, wait a minute, there's got to be another one. Because God said, one of your sons. He said, well, all my sons are here except for that one watching the sheep. He said, we ain't going nowhere until you bring him here. And when they brought him to Samuel looked at him, and God said, don't you look on the outside. I ain't looking at what's on the outside. I'm looking at what's in the heart of the person. And he said, that is the one. I want you to anoint him because he's going to be the next great king of Israel. So that's the one that you anoint. But you would think once he was anointed, because he already knew that the Lord is great, and now that he's anointed, wouldn't you think it'd be smooth sailing? He's feeling good about himself. Father sent him with a whole package of goods to take to his brothers. Sent him with a care package to watch over him, to give to his brothers and to the captain. And when he get out to the battlefield where they are, he see that his brother and all the other soldiers are acting just like the sheep in the field, because they saw a predator out there walking towards them, and they all scattered, running away, and nobody wanted to face him. And I can see David looking like, wait a minute, what's going on here? We are the children of the Lord who is great. And since the Lord that we serve is great, why are we running away from a predator? Because the Lord is the one who's going to shield us, who's going to bless us, and who's going to keep us. But they all looked at him and said, fool, you done lost your mind. And nobody wanted to face him. But don't you know David was the one who faced Goliath? And don't you know David was the one who God used to defeat Goliath? And then I want you to know, from that situation, David was able to say even further, the Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Because David realized, when I size myself up against him, there's no way I'm supposed to win. But I serve a great God who has brought me this far. And I know that I will go all the way because God has been good to me. And I will praise him every day of my life. Anybody been able to face some giants? You thought you couldn't win, but when you put your hand in God's unchanging hand, because the Lord is great
Didn't the Lord bring you through? Didn't the Lord bless you? Aren't you still here to talk about it? Oh, I got a witness in God's house. When we think about how great our Lord is and what he's done for us, we can't help but give him a great praise, because he deserves our best, because he's blessed us with the best. Do I got a witness in God's house? You see, since David began with the Lord, don't you know, as he traveled through life, the Lord was always with him? And even when he became one of Saul's right-hand men, he was blessed mightily. And when they would come back from battle, the maidens would sing, Saul kills his thousands, but David kills his 10,000s. Saul didn't like that, because Saul was more concerned about his own praise than praising the one who brought him through the battle. And he, at that point, his intent was to kill David. So David was on the run. He was on the run because he knew that Saul would kill him. But even while David was on the run, David was still believing the Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. You see, ain't it easy for us to praise God, Sister Pat, when everything going good? While it's smooth as ice and twice as nice, ain't it easy to praise God? But what happens when it seems like the floor done fell out? What happens when it seems like all hell breaking loose? What happened when it seemed like no matter what you do, ain't nothing coming out right? Are you still able to say that the Lord is great and he is greatly to be praised? Because when you begin with God, you know that I'm going to stay with God, because I know my help doesn't come from no one but the Lord. I've gotten this far because of the Lord. And even though I didn't hit a bump in the road, I will not say nothing other than that the Lord is great and he is greatly to be. You see, the beginning determines the end. We wonder why sometimes don't nothing seem to work out for us. We wonder sometimes why we in church and got sour grape look face on us. We wonder why, Lord, I pray and I do this and I do that. But the question is, where did you begin? Did you begin with the understanding? Is your thesis based on the belief that the Lord is great? Because if it's anything other than saying that the Lord is great, then there's no way you can say he's greatly to be praised. And then we wonder why some folk just come to church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got to understand that the Lord is great. He is great. So since he is great, he is greatly to be praised. I want you to know that you might have came here with that $70 hairstyle. You might have on that $400 suit. You might have on 100% silk stockings. I'm still here to tell you, if those are the things that are hindering you from praising God, you need to rethink why you're here. Because the Lord is the one that made it all possible. You wouldn't have on that $400 suit if the Lord ain't bless you with the money to buy it. You couldn't wear them silk stockings unless the Lord bless you to buy it. You couldn't have got that hair did unless the Lord bless you to have the money to do it. But now that you come up in here, you can't praise the Lord because he is greatly to be praised. Child, I can't mess up my hair today. I ain't going to get too happy because these are silk stockings, baby. You know, I got that $400 suit on, and you see this tie? That costs $100 by itself. I ain't going to sweat that up. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said that the Lord is great and that he is greatly to be praised. We wonder why we don't have and do the things we ought to do, because the question is, where did you begin? Because the beginning determines. Now, I want you to understand something. I ain't going to mess with it, Jackie. But the reality is this. We all go through stuff. Oh, you don't? We all go through stuff. But the reality is, how do we deal with what we are going through? If you want to know how the end's going to be, if you begin by with the Lord and believing and saying that the Lord is great and that he is greatly to be praised, then I understand what's going to happen on the end. Because I know I started right. And since I started right, I know everything else is going to be all right. Because I serve a God who will make a way out of no way. Because there's nothing on this earth that's greater than our God. So I want you to know that I don't care what you're going through. If you start right, the Lord will make it end right. Do I got a witness in God's house? You see, I want you to know ain't nothing wrong with praising God. We ought to come here to praise God. I know sometimes you're dealing with some stuff. I know it gets heavy sometimes. But you want to see how your load can get lightened? Go on and give him a great praise. Because he's deserving of all the praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. So his people ought not to be afraid to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because the beginning will determine. Nicole, you know what's interesting is this. How can somebody come to church with a tight face and leave church with a tight face? We got to understand something. You might come in with a tight face, but Lord knows you ought not to. You know why we ain't going to leave with a tight face? Because we truly believe that the Lord is what? Great. And that he is greatly to what? So I understand it gets rough sometimes. I understand you're hurting sometimes. But you want some medicine for your hurt? Give God a great praise. You want to see how the Lord going to make a way in your way? Give God a great praise. And when you do that, I want you to understand that the beginning determines. Are you working with me? You see, because when we look at this and as we see this brother David, I want you to understand something. That, you know, while he was on the run from Saul, don't you know he had two opportunities to kill Saul? And in both situations, he said, I will not touch God's anointing. What David was saying is this, y'all. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Don't lose this. David said, I will not cheat the process. You know how we cheat the process? Is when we try to step in and fix it. When we step in and think, oh, I know just what to do on this one. I know what needs to happen there. I want you to understand that God has taken us all through a process. And as we are going through the process, every now and then the enemy going to try to slide up in there and say, why are you going to trust God? Right now is before you go on and fix what you need to fix. Don't worry about it. God will understand. I'm here to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, when you know that the Lord is great and that he is greatly to be praised, I will not cheat the process. I will do just what God is calling me to do, and I'm going to do it to the utmost. Because you know what? If I do that, I think that I can fix it and my problem's going to go away right then and there. But I'm here to tell you, no, it ain't. You better let the Lord do and be who he is and let the Lord guide the process. And when the Lord guides the process, don't you know everything is going to work out all right? Everything is going to work together for good for them that love God. When you allow God to be who he is and that's God all by itself, you come to realize and to understand that the Lord is what? Great. And that he is greatly to be what?
Great.
And when I understand that, I recognize that the beginning determines. And as we see this, David would not dare do anything to Saul. And I could see his man looking at him and said, this fool done lost his mind, Brother Jack. He's got him right here. We're tired of running. So why don't I just go on and why don't David just let me kill him? Isn't there some stuff we would just like to kill in our lives? Now, I ain't talking about people. All right, let me get that clear. I don't want nobody leaving up here talking about the Lord gave me a premonition while I was in church through the pastor talking about I need to kill some. No. I ain't talking about that. No. Don't get that twisted now. I don't want nobody leaving up out here. I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is that there's some sin in us that needs to be killed. There's some things in us that need to be killed. But I want you to understand that God's got to take you through the proper process. So that way when God destroys it and when God gets rid of it, it's gone and you ain't got to worry about it no more. Because don't you know that once David trusted God, he eventually became the first great king of Israel. And don't you know that the Lord, through David trusting in the Lord, don't you know that that brother was able to do great things? Why? Because the beginning determines. You see, and I don't ever want to ever get that twisted. We got to remember, as the people of God, we got to start with God, we got to stay with God, and we got to what? End with God. Because isn't the Lord the one who woke us up this morning? Isn't the Lord the one that is blessing us right now? Isn't the Lord the one who brought us through thick and through thin? Isn't the Lord the one that stuck there with us when everybody else dismissed us? Isn't the Lord the one that allowed you to understand that you are in your right mind right now? Isn't the Lord the one that watched over you and brought you to this house safely? Why? Because the Lord is what? Great. And he is greatly to be. So as we see this, I want you to understand something. Some of us may have not started right. And then we wonder why we didn't get the ending we were looking for. It's all because we ain't follow the instructions. You know, in my house, I bought a desk, bought some shelves, right? And you know, you get them inexpensively when you buy them in parts. And once you buy them in parts, what does that say? Dick and Clark, that means you got to put it together yourself. Well, Brother Smith, you know, one of the shelves I got, it came in parts, right? I figured, it's simple. So what did I do with the instructions? Push them aside. No, I ain't throw them away. Push them aside. I started assembling the shelves. And you know what I realized? Brother Smith, I had some screws left over. And that shelf had a gangster lean on it. And you know what I realized? I need to just go on and break it down and go back to the beginning. Read all the instructions. And don't you know that those shelves are now sitting in my office and they're holding a whole lot of books. And I learned from those two scenarios, because when it came time to put together that desk, that thing had so many pieces, Deacon George, that I separated the pieces as the instructions said, counted all the screws and all the pieces I had. It took me about 2 hours to put that desk together. But you know what? It's still together. I can open and close the drawers. I can move stuff. I ain't gonna try to sit on it, but I probably could sit on it. But what I'm saying is that the reason why the desk looks the way it does is because in the beginning, I made the decision to follow the instructions. And when we don't follow God's instructions, then we're not going to get the outcome we are looking for. And in order for us to stop being frustrated, sometimes we got to hit the reset button. Now, some folks say, what you mean hit the reset button? I'm 60 years old. I'm 70 years old. I'm however old I am. You ain't never too old to hit the reset button. Because if you want to get the right ending, then you gotta start right. If you don't begin right, because the beginning determines. So if you want to get the end right, you got to go back to the what? Because the beginning determines. Because now what is that telling us as a people of God? Is that there are some things that we got to do in order to see how God is going to truly bless us to the utmost. So in order to get that utmost blessing, because the Lord is great and he is greatly to be praised. Sometimes we got to go back to the, because the beginning, the what? Right? So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, as God's people, we need to be intentional in what God is calling us to do. I know it's going to be rough sometimes. I know that you're thinking that, why go back again? Because I didn't get what I wanted the first time. That's why you're going back again. Because you ain't do it right the first time. It's time for you to reset. And as you reset, you're going back to the what? Beginning. Because the beginning determines the what? End. So if you want to see how God is going to work in your life, you got to be intentional and say, Lord, I know I messed up. Lord, forgive me for my mistakes. Guess what that you just did there, Brother Phil? Hit the reset button. And once you hit the reset button and you now get back in tune with God and get connected with God, when you start right with God, I want you to understand something. When you start off with the Lord, you ain't got to ever wonder whether or not the Lord's going to be with you every step of the way. No matter how rough it gets, the Lord's going to be there with you. Stand up for a second, Brother Phil. Yes, that when you are with the Lord, yes, and once you say, Lord, I begin with you, yes, the Lord's going to hook up with you. And when the Lord hooks up with you, I don't care how rough it gets, the Lord ain't going to let you go. I don't care how tough it gets, the Lord is right there with you. Why? Because you begin with the Lord. And when you begin with the Lord, it determines the what? End. So if the Lord is blessing me in the beginning, he's going to bless me on the end. So all I got to do is understand that the Lord is what? Great. And he is greatly to be what? So that's why we have no problem praising him. That's why we have no problem thanking him. Hasn't he been good to us? Hasn't he brought us a long way? Isn't he making a way out of no way? Anybody want to praise him? Is the Lord really great to you? You ought to thank him. You ought to praise him. Because the beginning determines the end. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I'm saying to you, if you're seeing things looking kind of messed up, go on and hit the reset button. Go back to the beginning. Because if you ain't begin right, Lord knows it ain't gone. The Lord wants you to reset. Go back. You might as well stay standing. We get ready to open up the doors of the church. I don't want you to see, I have to keep doing up and down thing. We get ready to open up the doors of the church. But I want you to know that God wants you to hit that reset button. He wants you to begin right. Because the beginning determines the end. God wants to bless you. God is blessing you. And the Lord wants to give you a great blessing. And once he makes a difference in you, he doesn't want you to keep it to yourself, but share it with God.